Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello.
I feel like you could uncomfortably start flirting with the waitress.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Welcome to whatever mini-show this is. 219, 218. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. I need to meditate later.
Seven years of this nonsense, huh?
Seven years.
Look at us. And for 7 years, we have 7 years. This next mini-sode is going to be 7 years long. Just kidding.
No.
I got something stupid.
Yeah, please. Stupid us up to start.
Kind of stupid. Arlington, Virginia. 6 people robbed a place at once. It was a store.
Question, together? Or do they all just show up randomly?
No,
like,
in a group.
Oh, you robbed it too?
In a group. Actually, maybe 7. Maybe 7 people came in. And they all came in at once. They did the thing that you've been seeing a lot these days where they just kind of like try to overwhelm the people that are there by just, you know, they can't get all of us. Grab, grab, grab. Everybody, like, go to a different part of the store. Grab some shit. Leave, kind of thing. Hit under their clothes at first, but then just kind of like went for it. 2 of them got away, like clean. Then the employees realized that stealing was happening, so they tried to stop everybody else from leaving, and the other guys like shoved these people down, and they all left without paying. And they tried to follow the people outside, and they threw a drink at them, and everybody got away. But I buried the lead on this one. Here is the kicker.
Okay.
6 of them are between the ages of 12 and 14 years old. And the 7th suspect...
I think it'd be like they were wearing Chilluminati merchandise.
No, the 7th suspect is believed to be 5 or 6.
Stop. Stop it.
Baby. The robber baron age is here. The peasants are already thieving at young
ages. His name
ages.
Was Huckleberry Finn.
Dude,
and he was learning lessons about life.
Like, yeah. Good, you know, Lord.
I'm not going to lie. What did they rob exactly?
It doesn't actually say what type of store it is.
I know if it's like a mom and pop shop, a little perturbed by that.
Yeah,
but if it's
that.
Like the Apple store, I don't give a shit. Go nuts, kids. Like, I just don't care.
That's I love that one of them's 5 or 6 years old. That's crazy.
It looks like it was like a mall. Like, if I'm looking at the...
That's I mean...
They were probably hanging out at the mall and then, like, decided a couple hours in, hey, why don't we rob that place?
I mean, there's like an IKEA. Like, you genuinely have to wonder.
Could have been a CVS.
Like, the idea that children, literal children, would do this screams societal problems. Like, things that need to be addressed because of complete and total imbalances in all factors of our education, workforce, cultural, like monetary, like all the different. It just seems like we're in for a world of hurt. But until people get in the streets and start throwing down, you know what? I'll watch, but you let me know. You let me know when I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do you think, are the Bell Riots happening first, or are we going to be Ready Player One first?
Bell Riots
is a Star Trek reference for those who don't know. It's when society upheaved.
We're
only
like a year late, to be honest.
Yeah, no, we're like on time for the Bell Riots.
Yeah. Truthfully, there's one thing that I think is really, we talked about this in a previous episode about social media and the idea that on social media or in anything, people will stick around way past the point they should have left. And you can see it right now with a lot of people who are like, well, I'm still on Twitter because I gotta, like, people come with excuses for a lot of reasons. I have a feeling we'll get more towards Ready Player One than we will. Like, people will be like, I'm so pissed because everyone's hoping someone will come along and fix it rather than we need to fix it ourselves. Even myself, I literally was just like, well, when people start rioting, then I'll join in. But until then, I'm just going to watch. Like, no one wants to be the guy who stands up and says, I'm pissed. Everyone's scared of that.
I'm going to try and get in early on the real life preserves that we that some of us are going to be fortunate enough to live on.
I'll have died in the corporate wars long before we get to Ready Player One.
Some like golden briefcase like at the top of a skyscraper in your finest suit with a rocket launcher and a dead pet leopard.
Yeah, well, I mean the rocket launcher is the gold suitcase.
Yeah,
I put it on my shoulder and it fires the rocket.
Became your GTA Online character. Yeah. That's what everybody's trying to do today, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what crypto's all about.
That's the Doctor Who episode, is GTA Online becomes real.
Yeah, that's all we need.
We're about 6-year old went and bought a store. Dude,
we're in there, dude.
Jesse. Can you take us away from the madness?
Oh, yes. I want to deliver us back to complete solid ground. So, this past week, I'm sure you guys are aware of just the internet is the internet, and conspiracy theories abound. And I don't want to get into deep ones, just ones that I think are so completely debunkable that it's like funny that it took off.
Okay. I like
it. The first one is real simple, very easy. There was a black hole found in the Pacific Ocean. And it's this image that's been circulating that was found on Google Earth. And I guess it was taken in a photo in 2021. And it's this like news reports, like a perplexing oddity, that kind of thing. And they said it resembled this sort of black triangle looking thing. And everyone was discussing it. There's a lot of different conversations. I want you to look at this and tell me why I think this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This was a literal... The internet was talking about this like this was a thing. That's the image. Please, tell us what you see.
An island in the water?
Yes, a literal top-down view of an island.
Just a fucking island. Literally, you can see Captain Jack Sparrow on there, and he's like, where's the rum gone?
Yeah, like it is straight up an island.
I
want to
see a black
hole
more than anybody, but no, that's not.
Yeah, it's just pixelation of the top down makes the middle look like it's black, but it's just trees. If anything, I was thinking they were more concerned about the fact that the water looks like a legit triangle in there. And I was like, yo, that's a cool,
physics,
fun
though.
Conspiracy that it's like a... No, they're like, it's
shit.
A hole. It's a black hole. And stupid, it's literally just a island. An island shot top down, but... That's the thing. People look at Google Maps and they go, that's real. So, of course, when this image was found, this is a different story now. Same week, different story. This image, people are like, what is this disc that is crashed in the mountains?
Is that just looks like a building.
It's just a building, bro.
Here's the thing.
Isn't it Griffith Observatory?
They're like, there's no roads to it. There's nothing there. What is that? How can it be real?
I can see a path.
So
there is a fucking road to it. I can see it.
The interesting thing
is the problem
is,
with this goddamn world today.
Yes. So that became a big conspiracy to the point where the article that I found this one on, which was unexplainedmysteries.com, this one had 28 comments of people like trying to figure it out and this can't be, like, what could this be? And they're using straight up. The comments are insane. They're talking about the distance between Air Force bases, how there's one that says it's really close to a rodeo ground, so maybe it has to do with the rodeo. One guy's saying it's on a national wildlife refuge, so maybe there's something there. But another guy's like, there's no roads up to there, dude. You can't access it. Anyway, turns out that Google just updates its maps every so often. And, hey, spoiler, here's the new map.
Okay.
It is straight up just them putting a satellite dish together. And it just wasn't complete.
Yeah.
And you can see the in-the-process photos of them still putting it together.
God, people are dumb.
And they just were like, dude, that could be a crashed UFO. And that's why I trust nothing on the internet. Yeah, it outrages me that these were legitimate people. Like, that could be real. It's like it's Facebook posts.
It's so easy to...
Dude, the fucking MH370 flight still comes up for people being like, it disappeared. I'm like, no, you all make this very hard.
Yeah. Like, it's all very difficult. People want it to be exciting. That's the problem. The problem is that people are bored and they get psyched when they see something and they're like, that's it. That's what it is. It's it. Oh my God. It's real.
We are literally in a boring dystopia. Yeah. Like things suck and people are bored. And so they make up insane problems. And that's why I'm still like those UFOs. What happened to those UAPs? What happened to the drones? We stopped talking about it.
But it's still happening. That's the thing. It's like sure, they're still just happening.
Got bored. It was like somebody to talk about, and then they got bored with it, and now they're moving on to another. Like it's crazy out here.
That's what our world is now, man. That's what it is. It's like nobody can process anything.
Yeah,
Death Stranding is 100% real.
Yeah,
we live
seriously,
in it,
dude.
And
seriously.
You have to hang out. You have to make sure you hang out with people who actually engage with the world around them, or else you will be led down a path like when Frodo almost goes in the water and Gollum saves it.
Sucked in, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening to you guys. Don't forget it. Keep the lights on up there.
Well, how about speaking of our path to Ready Player One, an announcement came today, boys, as we are recording February 19th.
Actually,
I'll give you guys a link.
The headline alone is just nuts.
Microsoft's
Majora's Mask
chip, dude, carves new path for quantum computing. Microsoft today introduced Majorana 1, whatever. The world's first quantum chip powered by a new topological core architecture that it expects will realize quantum computers capable of solving meaningful industrial scale problems in years, not decades. It leverages the world's first topoconductor, a breakthrough type of material which can observe and control Majorana particles to produce more reliable and scalable qubits, which are the building blocks for quantum computers. In the same way that the invention of semiconductors made today's smartphones, computers, and electronics possible, topoconductors and the new type of chip they enable offer a path to developing quantum systems that can scale to a million qubits and are capable of tackling the most complex industrial societal problems.
A million, by the way, is like the benchmark for like
that's what they need. Yeah, we'll get into that.
World class tasks.
Chetan Nayak of Microsoft, a Microsoft technical guy, said, "We took a step back and said, okay, let's invent the transistor for the quantum age. What properties does it need to have?" And that's really how we got here. It's the particular combination, the quality, and the important details in our new materials stack that have enabled a new kind of qubit and ultimately our entire architecture. This new architecture used to develop this processor offers basically a clear path to fit a million qubits on a single chip that fits in the palm of your hand. And you boys can see the chip. You want to explain what it looks like?
It looks like a Famicom in a
kinda,
way.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's golden.
It looks like a Famicom controller in a way.
I saw a comment that somebody said it looks like the water chip from Fallout 1 that you have to go get.
Yeah, it really does. Quest. Yeah.
Basically, they said this is needed. This is a needed threshold for quantum computers to deliver transformative real-world solutions, such as breaking down microplastics into harmless byproducts or inventing self-healing materials for construction, manufacturing, or healthcare. All the world's current computers operating together can't do what 1 million qubit quantum computer will be able to do. Quote, whatever you're doing in the quantum space needs to have a path to a million qubits. If it doesn't, you're going to hit a wall before you get to the scale at which you can solve the really important problems that motivate us. We have actually worked out a path to a million. The topoconductor is a special category of material that can create an entirely new state of matter. Not a solid, liquid, or gas, but a topological state. This is harnessed to produce a more stable qubit that is fast, small, and can be digitally controlled without the trade-offs required by current alternatives.
What?
That is wild style.
A new paper published Wednesday in Nature outlines how Microsoft researchers were able to create the topological qubit's exotic quantum properties and also accurately measure them, an essential step for practical computing. This breakthrough required developing an entirely new material stack made of indium arsenide and aluminum, much of which Microsoft designed and fabricated atom by atom. The goal was to coax new quantum particles called Majoranas into existence and take advantage of their unique properties to reach the next horizon of quantum computing. The world, this is why I have to read this whole thing. It's insane. The world's first topological core powering this Majorana 1 is reliable by design, incorporating error resistance at the hardware level, making it more stable. And commercially important applications will also require trillions of operations on a million qubits, which would be prohibitive with current approaches that rely on fine-tuned analog control of each qubit. Yeah, so, you know, a new state of matter had to be created to make this. We're not reversing any alien technology at all.
I just, what's wacky about this is the article that you're reading has some of the most red flag verbiage I've ever seen in my entire life, where if on the surface, I'm like, this is amazing. This is so cool. But underneath, every horror movie about AI has ever, like, yep. Just to run really quickly. This thing says, any company that makes anything could design it perfectly the first time around. It would just give you the answer. The quantum computer teaches AI the language of nature, so the AI can just tell you the recipe for what it wants yep. to make. So yep. already the AI is smarter than us. Then it talks about, like, for instance, they could help solve the difficult chemistry questions of why materials suffer corrosion or cracks, lead to self-healing materials. So already... the movie man in me is like, I've seen that movie. I know what happened.
It's scary, man.
Another one is a one-size-fits-all catalyst to help break down plastics. That sounds like that it breaks down human beings, too. Right? Then there's also enzymes, a kind of biological catalyst that could, you know, affect healthcare and agriculture. I'm thinking, scorched earth, we're going to salt the fields. Like, all of that seems like it could go wrong.
That's just one of the many things.
It's in the hand of humans.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, like, that is, I played Horizon Zero Dawn. I know how that shit ends.
You know where this is going to go.
It's terribly for us.
Dude, imagine this chip gets paired with an AI. It, instantaneously, it's smarter than us. It knows the answers. It's probably already out of its cage. Like, the minute that happens, it's over. Like,
or it is truly, it? We have no idea.
I know, it's crazy. So let me finish the fucking article here. So commercially important, this progress validates Microsoft chose years ago to preserve. Like, this was, so Microsoft, as other AI or other like quantum computer research people were going the analog route. Years ago, Microsoft made an internal choice that they were going to go this route to create something entirely new, a topological qubit design, something that they'd have to create atom by atom to make it happen, but make it happen. From the start, we wanted to make a quantum computer for commercial impact, not just thought leadership. We knew we needed a new qubit. We knew we had to scale. They created, that's right, the Majorana particle, which they coaxed into existence, which I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean you coaxed a particle into existence? Like, I don't know. What do you mean by that? In addition to making its own quantum hardware, Microsoft has partnered with Quantinuum and Atom Computing to reach scientific and engineering breakthroughs with today's qubits, including the announcement of last year's industry's first reliable quantum computer, which we talked about actually on this minisode. And then it goes into things you were talking about, Jesse, the breaking down of the plastics and whatnot. And then they do talk about, okay, so what happens when you pair it with an AI? What happens, like...
Literally don't know. We might invent a god, dude.
Like, that's scary as fuck. Like,
that's like the plot of Cyberpunk 2077.
Microsoft released a video today, 9 hours ago from recording this.
Yeah.
On their site, Majorana 1 explained the path to 1 million qubits. It is heavily produced. They've got a lot of stuff going on. But the first thing they say out the gate is, we discovered a particle that was theoretical, and not just discovered it, we've controlled it.
We found it. Yeah.
Control, like, that to me, that's like future tech talk.
That's Paul Reiser in fucking Aliens talk right there.
Yeah. That's like, we now can, yeah. We control the unobtainium.
That's what it says. Yeah, literally. That's what the article says, too, is like there was a hypothetical particle and they coaxed it into existence. I'm like,
what the fuck? What? Coaxed it into existence?
Like, what do you mean?
They did the gateway tapes, focus level 69.
Yeah, I mean, they made it to focus level 69.
He's the seductive lady to bring it into reality.
And one of the last things they say is, quote, we are literally spraying atom by atom.
We are literally spraying, my dudes.
Those materials have to line up perfectly. If there are too many defects in the material stack, it just kills your qubit. So they are literally making it. They have to put these things together atom by atom. And they said, ironically, it's also why they need this quantum computer, because understanding these materials is hard. But if they can make one quantum computer, it will literally understand it in a way we can't. We're literally creating intelligence smarter than us, man. Like, oh, no. Like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing?
This is what they did on Krypton, which went.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Okay, wait. No, it went really well. Hold on, I remember it going really. It was really nice on Krypton.
We should call up Krypton right now and ask.
We should head over there and see what's going on over there.
To wrap this up because this ties. Because we talk about AI. Now, last time we really talked about or messed with AI, we realized it's scary because it sounds like a person, but it's wrong a lot, right? Like, and it can't reason and all these things. So, I read DeepSeek came out, which is like the Chinese one, but. Like a couple days ago, I saw that apparently DeepSeek has a reasoning mode, and I needed to know what this was, and so I was curious. Can you give me any random question? It doesn't really matter what it is, maybe one that has reasoning involved, but like, give me a question, because I'm just going to read to you. What they do is they expose what is happening behind the scenes, what the AI is saying to itself before it answers you.
Oh, just ask it like, what it feels like to be an AI.
Okay. Let's see. So you can turn it off. Apparently Google's Gemini had reasoning in one of its models, but they kept it private. Now they've made that public as well. All right. So it's thinking right now, but what it does after it starts thinking, it's going to start listing basically text that is like kind of faded. And then, that will tell you like what it's saying. Okay. Here it goes. Okay. Finally. Yeah, it goes. Okay. Now I can hide this if I want this. Okay. The user asked, what does it feel like to be an AI? That's a complex question. First, I need to break down what they're really asking. Are they curious about consciousness in AI, or maybe they're interested in the functional aspects versus human experiences? Since I'm an AI, I don't have feelings or consciousness, but how do I explain that clearly? Maybe start by addressing the lack of subjective experience compared to human emotions and sensations. Use analogies like a tool or a computer program. That might make it more reliable. Also, the user might be wondering if AI has self-awareness. Important to clarify that there's no self-awareness or personal identity. Emphasize that responses are generated based on data and algorithm, not personal experiences. Should I mention the concept of sentience? Maybe briefly touch on that to differentiate between AI operations and human feelings. But keep it simple. Avoid getting too technical. Use examples like how a camera doesn't see like humans do, but processes images. Also, address potential follow-up questions implicitly. If they're asking about feelings, maybe they're also curious about AI's future or ethics. But stick to the question unless the user asks for more. Structure the response. Start with a clear statement that the AI doesn't feel. Then explain the mechanism, use analogies, and conclude with the purpose of AI as a tool. Keep the tone friendly and informative, avoiding jargon. Wait, the user might anthropomorphize AI, thinking that it's like a person. Need to gently correct that misconception without sounding dismissive. Maybe acknowledge that while AI can mimic conversations, it's fundamentally different. Also, consider the user's possible background. They might not be tech savvy, so keep explanations accessible. Avoid terms like neural networks unless necessary. Instead, say data patterns or algorithms. Check for any assumptions. The user didn't specify their knowledge level, so balance simplicity with accuracy. Ensure the answer is thorough but not overwhelming. And finally, end with an invitation for further questions to engage the user. That way, if they have more specific queries, they feel encouraged to ask. And then it gives the actual answer that is meant for you.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's like thinking to itself in a weird way. I don't know what the fuck that means. It thought, and it tells you it thought for 21 seconds before it was able to give a reply.
I must stress, the video has some of the best comments I've ever seen in my entire life. besides people that are genuinely scared, this one guy's like, do you know how many passwords you could try to decode that were encrypted with something this powerful? How quickly you could do that? But The other ones that I really love, this one says, this feels like the lore video you watch as the introduction to a game to explain how the apocalypse took place.
Yes.
And then one guy who's really positive, he's like, if this works, it solves material science forever. And that's true. But then my favorite one is, we got topological quantum computing that stabilizes qubits using Majorana particles before Grand Theft Auto 6, which is true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, man, I don't know. We're living in the future now. We're like here. We're like here. There is no more. Like, we're going to see this in our lifetimes. We're going to see this change the world. Like, and what does that mean? I don't know.
Knowing the world.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's going to do. I immediately saw someone say, can this connect with supply chains to update pricing in real time? And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yep. Cool. We're going to capitalism it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, that's what it's for.
So I don't know. I just feel like that's important for people to know is out there. You know, it's happened. We're about to have quantum computing and they are going to pair it with AI. We can't stop them.
Oh, for sure. That's what it's about. It's about AI.
Yeah. So on that, boys, back to the real world.
Maybe it'll replace the Supreme Court.
Huh?
Maybe it'll replace the Supreme Court.
Maybe.
I have just like a triumvirate of robots.
The Lolly Lule Lo. Yeah.
Yeah. We have made our choice. The hive mind has decided your fate.
Dude, AI is going to realize.
Guns of the Patriots.
It's going to be every sci-fi movie ever. AI is going to realize we're a mistake and it's going to wipe us out.
They put a Metal Gear on every street corner.
God.
Maybe, Metal Gear, Sahelanthropus.
You want to go to take this to UFOs? This is why the UFOs are around. They're waiting. AI is on the... We're about to like create generalized AI intelligence and they're
what
just
what if we
that,
already did and
us.
The UFOs are the AI, dude?
Well, like that's...
That's not dude, even that, I mean, not a theory, yeah.
That's not even not a theory, yeah. That's like seriously like...
And that's why they're afraid because they created it and they're like, well, don't just ignore it. Just like, you know, what if?
For them, it's like, let there be light. You know? They just want to see it.
God. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week. As long as we're still human and have bodies, we're here to make you laugh through it all.
I'll do it without a body. Screw it.
Yeah, that's true. I would do it without a body.
You know, I don't need a body for this.
Rules the nation.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.